SAFSA. Sounds kind of like a soft drink, but it's more relevant to financial literacy, and it's coming up later today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. First up today, a tribute. Yesterday was the first anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the Boston Marathon. Three people died in the bombings, scores were injured. Police say an officer was killed later by the bombing suspects. But the city soldiers on. From a moment of silence at the race's finish line, the sound of church bells ringing, and the raising of the American flag, the ceremony embodied the slogan, Boston Strong. Thousands of people gathered in the rain, from first responders and the vice president to runners and injured victims. One man who had shrapnel in his leg said that last year he was on the ground at the finish line. This year, he'll be running across it.
Is this legit? There is a vaccine for the Ebola virus. Not legit. There is no known cure or vaccine for Ebola. Avoiding close contact with Ebola patients is crucial.
One unique thing about Ebola is that unlike some other viruses, people don't tend to spread it until they actually get sick with it. So it's only when they're feverish that they're contagious. But once they are, it spreads very easily and kills more than half of those who get it. It's never infected humans in the U.S., but for scientists researching and trying to stop Ebola's spread in Guinea, taking extreme precautions is just part of the job.
A simple blue box, potentially carrying one of the most dangerous pathogens in the world, on its way to be tested. In less than 4 hours, we'll find out whether it contains the Ebola virus. The fate of three patients depends on what's inside. Simply getting the blood samples is a life-threatening job. One of these workers told us he has a 9-month-old baby at home. They'll do everything they can to protect themselves. Three pairs of gloves, booties, and layer after layer of gowns. They go in to see the patients. Every single inch of their body covered. Impermeable suits. Nothing in, nothing out. You see, even a drop of the Ebola virus that gets through a break in your skin can infect you. And we all have breaks in our skin.
This is the painstaking detail and process you have to go through to be able to interact with these patients with Ebola. This is as close as we can get. They're decontaminating themselves, but they've taken the blood samples and put them in this blue ice chest over here, and it's highly suspicious that contains Ebola.
WHO lab technicians suit up next. They've just been hand-delivered the blue boxes. Now it's their job to test the sample for the deadly virus. They're going to have the results just 2 hours from now. But a few years ago, being able to test for Ebola on its own turf was impossible. Precious blood samples had to be taken out of remote forested areas in Central Africa and flown to the CDC in Atlanta or the WHO in Geneva. Pilots would sometimes refuse to fly the dangerous pathogens. And even if they did, it could take days or weeks to get the results. 8 p.m. We get the call.
So two of these are positive.
So two of the three patients now have confirmed Ebola.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, Conakry, Guinea.